Small Biz America.
The brain.
Email marketing is so much a part of everything small business everywhere, and our guest on this segment knows much, if not all, there is to know about this marketing mechanism, perhaps better than most. Eric Groves joins us. He's the Senior Vice President, Global Marketing Development at Constant Contact. Launched in 1998, Constant Contact Incorporated offers a full array of email marketing and survey tools, helps small businesses, associations, and nonprofits connect and build successful, long-lasting relationships with their customers, clients, and members. Joining us on the line from Constant Contact headquarters in Waltham, Massachusetts, is Eric Groves. He's the Senior Vice President, Global Marketing Development. Eric, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be here, David. Thanks for having me.
You've been with Constant Contact since 2001. How has the email marketing space evolved or changed since you first started?
Well, it's been fascinating. You know, in the early days, it was really just starting to get the word out to small businesses that, you know, understanding and being able to engage with your existing customers was an important way to market your business. And over time, you know, small businesses have really latched on to that and figured out that their existing customers are their best source of, in fact, new business, but they just need to have a way to reach out to them and bring them back proactively. And along the way, we started off just trying to teach people that they needed to start by building a list of their customers so that they had somebody to communicate with. And then over time, it's evolved into how do you write great content. And more recently, it's really been about how do you segment your list so that you can deliver very specific content to the people that are most interested in hearing about that topic.
I do want to dig into the sort of the mechanism of email marketing, but I did want to sidestep a bit. I know you travel around the world, you're speaking and here and there, and you probably have your ear to the ground around small businesses and small business people, the owners. What are you hearing in terms of the challenges around the world of email marketing? What do you hear that they're having trouble with?
Well, I think that, you know, it's trying to find the right balance of communication and, you know, what do I send? When do I send it? You know, how do I make sure I'm not over communicating? Because at the end of the day, you want that recipient on the other end to be looking forward to your communications and thrilled when they arrive. So, you know, we spend a lot of time on education. We actually have a huge staff that just focus on that. And that's all about trying to help people make sure that they're setting a great strategy so that when people receive those communications, they're receiving them with open arms and, you know, anticipation, because there's valuable information in there.
For those that may not know that are listening, let's take a quick tour of Constant Contact. Tell us a little bit historically and then what the whole palette, this array that I mentioned, tends to look like.
Sure. Well, Constant Contact started off with our email marketing application, and that was really designed to allow a small business owner to build a database of all of their customers and send professional-looking communications out to that base of customers and get some feedback in terms of, you know, who was opening the lists and who was opening the communication and who was clicking through on the various topics that were outlined in the email. And that's sort of been our core business, and have over 300,000 customers in over 120 different countries around the globe that are using that to communicate out to their customers. Since, you know, we've built that product, we've also added some extensions to that where we now can do image hosting. So if people want to host their images for their campaigns, we can do that for them. We have an archive functionality. A lot of our customers are saying this is great, but, you know, when I send out my communication, I built this beautiful newsletter. I wish that people could find this if they were searching on Google. And so we created this archive capability so that that will actually post their campaigns up as a web page so they can refer back to them and they can drive new business through them. And then most recently we added an application called our survey tool, and really survey is all about getting feedback. And, you know, one of the things I like to talk about when I'm out teaching is that every communication that you send outbound should have some mechanism for your recipients to come back to you and give you some feedback, whether it's, you know, tell me what you thought about this content, or give me some ideas of what you'd like to hear about in the future, or simply, you know, come register for this event. All of those things are feedback that's valuable to the person sending out the communication, and by incorporating that into your communications, you can be a better communicator into the future. And so survey was really opened up the dialogue between our customers and their customers so that there really was a communication going both ways, when we all know that relationships that are one-sided don't grow as fast as relationships where there's communication going on. And that's what that tool set is really out there to do.
Very cool. We're visiting with Eric Groves, Senior Vice President of Global Market Development at Constant Contact, that website, www.constantcontact.com. Are there particular elements, aside from this new, very exciting survey tool, that you recommend an email campaign include?
Well, your email campaigns, the natural instinct is to just try and promote yourself.
Right.
If you look at what happened last fall with the big box retailers and the breakdown in trust that they created by the communications they sent out, it was a lesson for all of us in email marketing that just merely promote doesn't do anything for your business. You look at what some of those guys did in October, it was 10% off. By November, it was 40% off. By December, it was 80% off.
Yeah.
What did they teach their customers? Well, they taught them to wait till December and pay 80% off. Well, that's not necessarily a good business strategy.
Right.
So,
that's
cool. We have to change the way that people do email marketing so that it's not all about them. It's about sharing what they know. If you're a chef at a great restaurant, you don't have to necessarily tell people, hey, come back into the restaurant. They know that's what you do, right? But what would be really valuable to that recipient is to say, hey, you know what? If you put too much salt into a recipe, here's a great tip that I learned when I was in cooking school on how to unwind that.
Yeah.
And share that with your audience. And then they start thinking, oh, wow, who are you going to go out and have dinner? What restaurant are you going to go to? Well, you're going to go to the one that where you feel you have that personal connection. And that's what your communications really should do, is really make you stand out from the competition as someone where they feel they have a strong relationship, because in tough times, those are the people that they're going to turn to for their business.
Eric, as you describe that phenomenon, this two-way conversation rather than a one-way blast promotional type of communication, how do you coach Constant Contact customers to utilize Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and the like?
Well, the first thing that I suggest to people is really get to know your audience. Right, and there's another great application for sending out a survey, right?
Yeah.
Ask your audience, hey, do you guys use these tools? Because if your audience doesn't use them at all, focusing a whole bunch of your attention on them, you could be spending your time otherwise. But if your audience says, oh, yeah, I use Facebook all the time, and it's a great way to communicate, then you need to start incorporating that into your marketing mix. And, we suggest that people, do posts on those type of things when you do send out an email campaign and say, hey, I just sent out my latest email campaign, and have a link to their archive page where they can draw people that are on their Facebook page to come and see that. It's a great, you have to use all of these ways to connect with your customers. And if your customers are hanging out there, well, you certainly should have a presence and make sure you're using those to sort of spread the word about what's going on with your business. But it's all about figuring out what that the return on investment is. And with small businesses that I've talked to, I always find that their biggest investment that they're making is their time. And, they have to figure out where to invest that time most effectively to communicate with their customers. And sometimes it's through one channel, sometimes it's through multiple channels.
Eric, I wanted to highlight the survey tool. Can you give us a little bit of an inside look at, well, first of all, how it works, and then how to use it?
Sure. Well, the survey tool, like I said, is all about getting feedback. And there are lots of different ways that you can get feedback, from using an autoresponder when someone joins your list, and have a link to a one-question survey that's as simple as, how did you find us?
Yeah.
Right? That gives you a wealth of knowledge about where your customers are coming from. Surveys can also be embedded into email communications that send out and say, here are the three topics that we're thinking about for an event that we're having in a couple of months. Which of the ones are most interesting to you? And so you get feedback there about, here are the two topics that I'm going to use for my seminar that I'm going to give in a couple of months, because that's what people are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all the way to, completely, something that's completely focused on a more complex survey, which is a customer survey. All right, so a couple of times a year, you reach out to your customers and you get feedback about, how are we doing in serving your needs? What are you looking for from us that we're not providing you with? And that kind of helps guide the steps that you're going to take in the future. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use feedback and survey to improve your communication and improve the relationships that you have with your customers.
From your experience, Eric, in this space, how do you think about the layout, whether to use graphics or a sales letter as an extreme example? Is one more effective than the other, or should they be used in different circumstances? What's your sense about how and when to use either or both of these?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and when it comes down to sending communications, it's your brand that you're putting out there. So you want to use those elements to really express your brand and the image that your business conveys. So, but you don't want to go crazy, right? You know, having 14 different colors and different backgrounds and a lot of different pictures can be very distracting to the audience. What we like to say is that you use your graphics and the communication layout to give the reader the opportunity to really digest the content. An email communication is a little bit different from a book that you might be reading, in the sense that you need a little bit more white space, and you need to break up your message a little bit so that people can digest all the content in there. And so we suggest that you use images and white space to really allow the reader to kind of focus on what the next topic is all about and to give a little breathing room along the way. Now, it's also important to recognize that a lot of the email clients that are out there these days have a default setting with the images turned off.
Yeah.
And so one of the things you want to avoid at all costs is putting a big honking logo at the top of your communication, because if you think about what's going to end up in that preview window when they open their email client,
yeah,
if they've got their images turned off, they're going to see a big red X. So, you know, you want to make sure that the text and the body of your communication rises to the top, and where you use images, you use smaller images and you put them along the side or down into the body of the communication a little bit, so that you make sure that your message is what shows up in that preview window rather than a big red X.
What about send frequency? Any thoughts about that?
Well, the frequency really depends on the type of business that you're in.
Okay.
It's important to recognize that permission, getting permission to communicate out to your customers is perishable. If you're not communicating with them at least quarterly, then they're going to forget that they gave you permission to send communications out to them. So we say at least quarterly, and then be communicating on a regular pattern based on the type of business. You know, we talked about the retailers that were bombarding us every week last year. That's clearly over-communicating. You know, I don't need a new pair of khakis every week. But, you know, if I am in the retail business, reminding me during the holiday season that you're out there and you've got great gifts and sort of, you know, flicking me on the forehead and saying, remember me, once a month is great. So, you know, and you can tie it to specific events and things going on, different times of year. I had a friend of mine in the retail business that actually played off the cash for clunkers situation that was going on.
Yeah.
And he did a fun promotion. It's a men's retail clothing store where he said, you know what, we're going to have a cash for clunkers sale. Bring in an old suit that you have to Rothman's in New York City, and we will give you $100 off of a new suit, and we'll donate the suit that you gave us to charity. You know, what a great way to play off of an event that's going on in the economy today, and, you know, leverage it to drive business.
Very cool. We are moving into the final quarter of 2009, holiday season coming. I know you might have some tips for email marketers around how to promote during the holiday season.
Yeah, you know, it is a tough economic climate, and it just means that you have to market smarter. And it doesn't mean it's any more challenging. What it means is that you just have to take the time up front to set your strategy in place and stick with it. Avoid that urge to go, oh my gosh, it's the end of the year, I'm going to start communicating really, really frequently, and I'm just going to send communications that are all about buy from me, buy from me, buy from me.
Right.
Remember, that doesn't work, right? It just diminishes your value to your customers. But use it as an opportunity to get your message out and share your knowledge and talk to your clients about how you provide a great service for the community, and they will come back. And they'll refer you to others. You know, everybody says, well, how do I get word of mouth? It's all about sending great content, not just all about you, all about you.
Eric, great insights. Eric Groves has been our guest. He's the Senior Vice President, Global Marketing Development at Constant Contact. For more information on Constant Contact, www.constantcontact.com. Eric, thanks for joining us on the program.
My pleasure, David. And if your viewers have any interest in learning more about email marketing, we've got the Constant Contact Guide to Email Marketing that's coming out later this month, and it's available at your local bookstore, which we prefer you go to, or also on Amazon online.
Very cool. And this is a print publication?
It's a print book that's been published by Wiley, and it's going to be available at the end of September.
Very cool.
You can pre-order it right now online.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Eric. Thanks so much for all your insights.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for your time.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.